Have you ever felt like your world is crumbling around you? Like everything you've built is falling apart, and you're powerless to stop it? In those moments, it's easy to feel like God has abandoned you. It's easy to feel like you're all alone, lost in the chaos, and that your prayers are going unanswered. But I'm here to tell you today that nothing could be further from the truth. Things will not fall apart, because God's hand is on you. He is always with you, guiding and sustaining you through every trial. So today, I will explore the unshakable truth that God's presence and power are with you, even in your darkest hours. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end, and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in the book of Ecclesiastes, we find a profound truth that resonates with our lives. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 to 8, reminds us that there is a season for everything under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot. Just as the changing seasons are a natural part of life, so too are the ups and downs we face. But through it all, God remains constant, holding us in the palm of His hand. As Isaiah 41 verse 10 reminds us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." His promises are sure, and His love for us never wavers, even in the midst of our deepest struggles. Now, let us explore the unshakable foundation of God's Word. My friends, let's turn our attention to the story of the wise and foolish builders found in Matthew 7, verses 24 to 27. Jesus tells us that anyone who hears His words and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. When the rains fell, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But anyone who hears His words and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. When the same storms came, the house fell with a great crash. This parable teaches us that when we build our lives on the solid foundation of God's Word, we can withstand any storm that comes our way. Our faith is not based on our circumstances or our feelings, but on the unshakable truth of who God is and what He has promised us. In Psalm 18, verse 2, David declares, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust." When we put our trust in God, we are anchoring ourselves to a rock that cannot be moved. No matter how fierce the winds of adversity may blow, we will not be shaken. But building our lives on the solid foundation of God's Word requires more than just hearing it. We must put it into practice. James 1, verses 22 to 25, urges us to be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. It's not enough to simply know what the Bible says. We must live it out in our daily lives. When we align our thoughts, words, and actions with God's truth, we are building a life that will stand the test of time. The Apostle Paul understood the importance of building on a solid foundation. In 1 Corinthians 3, verses 10 to 11, he writes, "According to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Paul recognized that Jesus Christ is the only true foundation upon which we can build our lives. When we build on Him, we are building on a foundation that is strong, stable, and eternal. But how do we practically build our lives on the foundation of Christ?
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Christ. It starts with surrendering our lives completely to God, acknowledging Him as our Lord and Savior. When we yield ourselves to His will and purpose, we open the door for Him to work in and through us. Next, we must spend time in God's Word, allowing it to shape our thoughts and transform our hearts. As we meditate on the Scriptures, we begin to see the world through God's eyes and align our priorities with His. We also build on the foundation of Christ through prayer, communing with God, and seeking His guidance and wisdom through the Holy Spirit. When we bring our concerns and desires to Him, we demonstrate our dependence on Him and trust in His plan for our lives. Another way we build on the foundation of Christ is through fellowship with other believers. When we surround ourselves with a community of faith, we find strength, accountability, and encouragement to keep building our lives on the solid rock. My dear friends, building your life on the unshakable foundation of Jesus Christ is the key to weathering the storms of life. When you anchor yourself to Him, you can face any challenge with confidence, knowing that He is with you and will never let you fall. So I urge you today, examine the foundation of your life. Are there areas where you have been building on the shifting sands of this world? Are there parts of your life that need to be more firmly rooted in Christ? Take time to seek God's face, to immerse yourself in His Word, and to surround yourself with a community of believers who will support and encourage you in your faith. Remember, things will not fall apart when you have God's hand on you. As you continue to build your life on the solid rock of Jesus Christ, you will find the strength, peace, and purpose that can only come from Him. Let us now look at the empowering presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. My friends, in John 14, verses 16 to 17, Jesus makes a powerful promise to His disciples, "And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you." This promise is not just for the disciples, but for all who believe in Jesus Christ. When we put our faith in Him, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, who comes to dwell within us and empower us for the life that God has called us to live. As Ephesians 1 verse 13 states, "In Him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise." The Holy Spirit is not just a force or a power, but a person, the third person of the Godhead. He is God Himself, living within us and working through us to accomplish His purposes. When we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit, we tap into a source of strength, wisdom, and guidance that is beyond anything we could ever achieve on our own. One of the ways the Holy Spirit empowers us is by giving us the courage to face life's challenges with boldness and confidence. In the book of Acts, in chapter 4, verses 29 to 31, we see the early church praying for boldness in the face of persecution. The scripture tells us, "Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. When the Holy Spirit fills us, he gives us the courage to stand firm in our faith, even in the face of opposition or adversity. He reminds us that we are not alone, but that God is with us, fighting our battles and giving us the strength we need to overcome. Another way the Holy Spirit empowers us is by transforming our character to reflect the likeness of Christ. In Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23, the fruit of the Spirit includes love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are not qualities that we can manufacture on our own, but they are the result of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. As we yield ourselves to Him, He begins to shape us into the image of Christ, producing in us the character qualities that reflect His nature. This transformation is not always easy or comfortable, but it is essential for us to become the people whom God has called us to be. The Holy Spirit also empowers us by giving us spiritual gifts to use for the building up of the church and the advancement of God's kingdom. In 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 to 7, Paul writes, "There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all." Each of us has been given unique gifts and abilities by the Holy Spirit, not only for our own benefit, but also for the benefit of others. When we use these gifts in love and humility, we contribute to the health and growth of the body of Christ. My dear friends, the empowering presence of the Holy Spirit is not something to be taken lightly. It is a precious gift that God has given us, a source of strength and guidance that we can rely on in every circumstance of life. But to experience the fullness of the Holy Spirit's power, we must learn to yield ourselves to Him, to surrender our lives to His control and direction. This means setting aside our own agendas and desires and seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, as Jesus taught us in Matthew 6, verse 33. It means being willing to obey the promptings of the Holy Spirit, even when they are uncomfortable or inconvenient. And it means cultivating a deep intimacy with God through prayer, worship, and the study of His Word. As you learn to walk in step with the Holy Spirit, you will find that His presence empowers you to face life's challenges with courage, wisdom, and strength. You'll begin to see His character reflected in your own life as you grow in love, joy, peace, and all the fruit of the Spirit. And you will discover the joy of using your spiritual gifts to build up the body of Christ and advance His kingdom in the world. Remember, my friends, things will not fall apart when you have God's hand on you. And one of the most precious ways God puts his hand on us is through the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. So let us open our hearts to him today and invite him to fill us afresh with his power and presence. And now let us turn our attention to the sustaining love of God that carries us through every trial and challenge we face. My friends, in Romans 8, verses 38 to 39, the Apostle Paul makes a bold declaration. He says, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." This is a truth that we can cling to with all our hearts. No matter what we face in this life, God's love for us is constant, unshakable, and eternal. It is a love that sustains us in our darkest hours and carries us through to victory. One of the most beautiful examples of God's sustaining love is found in the story of Hagar in Genesis 21. Hagar was a servant of Abraham and Sarah who found herself cast out into the wilderness with her young son Ishmael because of the tension that arose between her and Sarah. Alone and desperate, Hagar lay her son under a bush and walked a distance away, saying, "Let me not see the death of the boy." But God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven, saying, "What ails you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation." In Hagar's moment of deepest despair, God met her with his sustaining love and provision. He opened her eyes to see a well of water nearby, and he promised to make her son into a great nation. Hagar's story reminds us that even when we feel abandoned and alone, God sees us, hears us, and loves us with an everlasting love. Another powerful example of God's sustaining love is found in the life of the prophet Elijah. In 1 Kings 19, we find Elijah fleeing for his life from the wicked Queen Jezebel, who had vowed to kill him. Exhausted and discouraged, Elijah sat down under a broom tree and prayed that he might die. But as he slept, an angel touched him and said, "Arise and eat." Elijah looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank, and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him, saying, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you." Strengthened by the food and drink God had provided, Elijah went on to meet with God at Mount Horeb, where he received fresh vision and direction for his life. This story teaches us that when we are at our lowest point, feeling like we can't go on, God meets us with his sustaining love and provision. He gives us the strength we need to keep going, even when the journey seems too great for us. But perhaps the greatest example of God's sustaining love is found in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In John 3, verse 16, we read the familiar words, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God's love for us is so great that he was willing to send his own Son to die on the cross for our sins, so that we might be reconciled to him and have eternal life. And through Jesus' resurrection from the dead, we have the assurance that death has been defeated and we can have victory in him. This is the sustaining love that carries us through every trial and challenge we face. It is a love that never fails, never gives up, and never runs out. When we are weak, his love is strong. When we are discouraged, his love lifts us up. When we are broken, his love heals us. And when we feel like we can't go on, his love carries us through. My dear friends, I want to encourage you today to lean into the sustaining love of God. No matter what you are facing, no matter how difficult the road ahead may seem, know that God's love for you is greater than anything you will ever face. In Psalm 63, verses 3 to 4, David says, "Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name." When we choose to praise God and lift up our hands in worship, even in the midst of our trials, we are declaring our trust in his sustaining love. We are saying, "God, I don't understand what I'm going through, but I trust that your love is enough to carry me through it." Let us reflect on these words of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 3, verses 17 to 19, "that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." My friends, may you be rooted and grounded in the love of Christ, and may you know the width, length, depth, and height of his sustaining love for you. Remember, things will not fall apart when you have God's hand on you, and his hand is always reaching out to you in love. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before you today with a heart full of praise and thanksgiving. Your love is steadfast. Your mercies are new every morning, and your faithfulness endures forever. You are the God who moves mountains, parts the seas, and brings the dead to life. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There is no one like you, and I worship you with all that I am. Lord, I thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for my sins. I thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit, who dwells within me and empowers me to live for you. I thank you for the promise of eternal life and for the hope that I have in you. I am grateful for all your daily provisions and benefits. Forgive me, Lord, for all my sins and shortcomings. Forgive me for the times when I have failed you, when I have chosen my own way instead of yours. I confess my sins before you now, and I ask for your forgiveness and cleansing. As you have forgiven me, I also choose to forgive those who have wronged me. Lord, I pray that you would help me to build my life on the solid foundation of your word. Give me the wisdom and the strength to put your teachings into practice. I put my trust in you, for you are my rock and my fortress. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I will not be shaken, for you are my anchor and my hope. Lord, fill me afresh with your Holy Spirit. Empower me to live a life that is pleasing to you and to bear fruit that will last. Give me boldness to share your love with others and to use the gifts you have given me for your glory. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every attack of the enemy against my mind, my body, and my spirit. I bind every spirit of fear, anxiety, and doubt, and I declare that I'm free in Christ. Lord, I pray for your healing touch upon my life. Whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual healing that I need, I trust in your power to make me whole. I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed and made whole. Mighty God, I pray for your protection over my life and the lives of my loved ones. Surround us with your angels and keep us safe from every scheme of the enemy. Guard our hearts and minds with your peace and protect our bodies from all harm and danger. Let your presence be our shield and strong tower in every circumstance, and watch over us in all our comings and goings. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is humbled before you right now. We come into agreement as we pray for each other, believing that you hear us and will answer our prayers. We declare victory over every challenge we face, knowing that you are greater than any obstacle. We claim your healing power in our lives, and we thank you for the work you are doing in us. We ask for your protection and guidance, and for the empowering presence of your Holy Spirit in our lives. May we walk in your love, your joy, and your peace, now and forever. Father, I thank you for your truth, that things will not fall apart when your hand is upon me. I choose to trust in your sustaining love, even in the darkest of times. I know that nothing can separate me from your love, and that you will never leave me or forsake me. Let your will be done in our lives. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.